Thank you. Okay, then I'm going to call the September 19th meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission to order. And we have Commissioner Sandra Berardi, Commissioner Joe Berardi, Commissioner Abde, Commissioner Brush present. First order of business, approval of the minutes of the August 15th regular meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, we've got a second.
I'll second that.
Oh, well, yeah, he beats to it. So we have a motion by Sandra Berardi, Commissioner Sandra Berardi, and a second by Mr. Abde. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. No shall cause hearings. Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to the agenda? All right. Okay, old business, 339 Chesterfield Road, parcel ID 21001-00A, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Jill Moonheron for regulated activities within the wetlands and URA to demolish existing single family residence, construct a new single family residence. Is this the one we were waiting on the engineer?
Yes, we were actually waiting for the applicant's engineer to comment on some of the town's engineer and soil scientist's comments. So with that being said, Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. At the last meeting, you had asked me to consult with the town engineer concerning the drainage calculations, specifically if the time of concentration at 5 minutes is sufficient. And the town engineer responded that the applicant's engineer used the rationale method to calculate the flow rate, and with this method, a shorter time of concentration will calculate a higher peak flow rate, and in his opinion, the 5 minute time of concentration will generate the worst case scenario peak flow rate, a conservative approach. He didn't see any issue with that. The applicant's engineer did respond to the town engineer and soil scientist's comments. Copies are in your packet, and I did receive a letter confirming that everything had, all comments had been met by the town engineer on September 10th. The applicant's engineer is here in case the commission has any additional questions.
Note that Commissioner LeClaire has just been seated.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just had it.
Okay. My name is Ryan Thompson. I'm the engineer and the land surveyor on this project. I'm representing Jill Moonheron, who is not here. She was unable to make it this evening. As Ms. Radford said, all of the comments have been addressed from the town from the town engineer and the town soil scientist review comments. What I have here in front of me is the final version of the map. I'll just summarize briefly some of the changes that were made since the last time I talked to you, which was at the, well, some of you, which was at the site walk. Essentially, revisions that have been made are I widened out the limits of disturbance in the wetland area to accommodate for construction activities. I had it narrower. The town engineer suggested that I make it wider, so I made it wider. I made a dewatering location. Originally, I had it on the northern side, but it was still technically in the wetlands area. He wanted me to move it out, so I moved it to the southern side, outside and into the URA. There was just an error in where I had drawn the line around the grading, around the curb and the driveway. I corrected that. That was just an oversight on my part. Really, I think those were the big ones. So those have all been addressed.
Does that map reflect this map? Has this map been updated?
No. Okay. These are the most current
You've got.
Yes.
Okay.
There's not a significant change with what you have in front of you. It's just
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure we got the right version. Yeah. That's all. It's not crucial that we have the right, it's crucial that the right version is in the file.
Can you explain the widening at the stream or the crossing? And we saw that. That's the area that was is going to have the pipes underneath.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little bit further out into
it's
the wetland.
Maybe two additional feet based on the town engineer's comments. He didn't feel that the space that I had provided, which was about 15 feet, was sufficient to get the construction equipment in and out without damaging some of the plants. So his comment was that I should make the area of disturbance in that area wider, so that there, in the event of the two in the construction, it wouldn't encroach and cause basically a violation.
Okay.
So I made that correction.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No. All right, I'm gonna.
If the commission's inclined to approve the application, there's a motion for approval in your packets. If you choose to deny the application's reasons for denial, must be
right. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Want to make a motion?
Okay. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations and Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 24IWC7, owner-applicant Jill Moonheron, for regulated activities within the wetlands and URA to demo an existing single-family residence and construct a new single-family residence per the application and associated documents dated May 7th, 2024, with the following condition: that placards marking wetlands around the property at the 50-foot URA be installed. All other standard reasons for approval and standard conditions apply. Standard conditions of approval apply.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Did you go in favor?
I did go.
Oh, thank you. Carries unanimously. I didn't see you. Sorry. All right. Yep, thank you. New business none. Any correspondence? Other business? I will point out, just a comment in other business, there was a presentation at the Salem Wetlands Commission meeting on hydrilla in Gardner Lake, and they had an expert from the state there, and basically they wanted us to help to sign a letter to the Senator Blumenthal about this. But Salem and Bosser have combined Conservation and Wetlands Commission. Conservation Commission can take a position or something like that. Wetlands really can't, so I declined the honor. So I don't know if anyone from the Conservation Commission went to any of the two.
I don't know. I did not. I am vice chair of the Conservation Commission. If they have the letter template and the rationale behind the letter, we'd be glad to consider it. I don't even know who to contact for that.
Yeah, the word really didn't get out because they took until the last second to decide that the guy was really coming. So I didn't want to send a big blast out to say everybody come to them. It was like the meeting was, I forget what it was, like on a Wednesday. It was like Tuesday afternoon when they finally decided that the guy was really going to show up. So
yeah, I was unable to attend that. Yeah. But did they say how they were going to remedy some of that or not?
He was talking more about what it was.
Okay.
And the people from Gardner Lake want the lake to be dropped lower to like 4 feet below
what it normally is.
Yeah, and he made the comment that, and they think they want to, you know, they want a boat washing station so you can wash the stuff off. And he made the comment that this hydrilla is only in lakes that have bass fishing tournaments. I guess one of the guys on the Salem Commission is a bass fisherman. But that...
Is that the ask of the senator? Federal funds for a boat cleaning station? Or why are they bringing that?
Because that's what, for example, the Adirondacks, when you drive to the Adirondacks, they make you pull over and
but that's
wash
the
your
ask.
Boat off and get a sticker to make sure stuff doesn't get transported.
So the drawdown would be more than they already draw down? They usually take it down 5 foot.
Well, according to them, they want it to be taken down to where they're supposed to take it down to, and in the past 4 or 5 years, they haven't taken it down to where they were supposed to, even though they paid for them to take it down to where they're supposed to, but I don't know for sure. They're saying there's supposed to be a 4 foot drawdown, and they pay the DEP to do a 4 foot drawdown. In the last X number of years, they haven't done the whole 4 feet.
It's down 4 foot now.
Okay.
I don't know. But by natural
again,
position.
I don't think we should be taking a position on it, so I don't have to worry too much about it. But the Conservation Commission, I can put you in touch with Debo, who's the...
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So. I did send your email to...
Conservation Commission.
Oh, perfect. To John?
John.
Yeah.
Keynes?
Yep.
Yes.
John's the guy.
When you had sent that to me originally, I did forward it to him, so he has
it. So he has it. We might discuss it. As long as somebody has it, we'll be good.
All right. That's all I have, so. No executive session, so. Okay. One more motion.
I make a motion we adjourn.
A second.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I know it's only one item on the agenda. So.
Glad I wasn't more than 4 minutes late.
Yeah.